Right. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Self Baby. And I got my girl Juju the realest. What up, Juju?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Can you hear me, Juju?
Yes, you can't hear me.
Okay, so I do have her on the line. But apparently she cannot hear us, and we cannot hear her.
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
You can hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Oh, what's going on?
There you go. I hear you now.
Okay, good, good. I was listening to you the whole time. However, you can hear me.
Yay, Juju the realist on the line. Hey. So we are just currently waiting on Lady Boss J to enter the room, but we'll give her time to log in. But I have this with me on this WCW podcast tonight, and I'm going to give them a little update as to what you and I have going on. Me and Juju the Realist will be hosting a Throwback Thursday and a Flashback Friday lyric reading session.
Yeah.
And we will be doing, what we're going to be doing on these lyric reading sessions?
Basically, we'll be reading the lyrics, allowing the music to play so they can have some actual remembrance of the song. And then we explain what these lyrics actually meant, because a lot of us used to be singing this stuff and didn't know what we were saying. So, you know, we got to point it out to the people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's when you think about it, even we were talking to our mothers, which is a whole nother flashback, going back to their generation. They even had songs that was a little bit more raunchier than some of the stuff that's out here now. So,
yes.
It's crazy. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to do that every Thursday night and Friday night. We're also going to break down not just the raunchy lyrics, but even some of the songs that had meaning to them. A lot of the love songs back then actually said something like.
And I discovered that a lot of the lyrics back then are either being repeated today or were said in a different way. They knew how to disguise it back then. Now it's just straightforward to the point. And it's like, wow, you know.
Right. No imagination. They ain't leaving nothing to the imagination.
It's the like kids, it's like they exposing the kids. And back then, you know, the kids, all the kids heard was, you know, turn off the lights and things like that. It's okay, it's time to go to bed. Now the kids hearing, give me this and bust this wide open. And I'm just like,
It is. So we'll be bringing back the essence of the actual words. And so right now, actually, all I hear is like a beat. You know, people get so hooked on the beat that they don't even really listen to the lyrics. And it might be right. It might be even good for us to read some of this current stuff and see how we don't even know what we're chanting.
Right. Exactly.
Stuff right now. So that'll be good. This is, you know, that'll be what me and Juju the Realist will be doing. And actually, now that I have you on the line and we're doing this podcast on this WCW Wednesday night, the Wednesday night segments are for interviews. And right now, what I want to do is I'm going to introduce you to my podcast listeners. So you can just kind of give us a little bit, background about yourself, where you're from, and a little bit about some of your entrepreneurship ideas and adventures that you've recently had. So.
Okay, so of course I'm Juju the Realist. I was actually born down south in Miami. I'm proud of my my big town. However, I've been here most of my life in Tampa. I'm a mother first. I'm also a wife. As far as some things that I have done as far as entrepreneurship. I basically now I am a hair braider. I braid hair for a living. That's basically what my income comes from. You know, hair.
One of the dopest in the Bay. One of the dopest in the Bay Area. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that shout out.
Well, thank you. I mean, I've had so many ideas, and I've done some things. Some of them were successful. Some of them have failed. Like, also, I'm one of those who has to have motivation, and when there is no extra push, sometimes I kind of fall back. So at one point I was actually selling food, and a lot of people was telling me to start back doing that because it kind of was successful. Like I started, like, you know, with no plan. I just said, let me fry this chicken and see if I can sell it, and I sold my chicken. I made me some money. I'm like, okay, let me do this every Saturday. So I started doing it every Saturday, and I was selling, I was making money, but it just was something that I did and kind of fell back from. I probably didn't get started back at that too. However, I want my own shop. So my goal right now is getting me a nice space to where my clients are comfortable, you know, because I do a lot of kids. So I want something kid friendly. And you know, comfortable, something to make, you know, a lot of times when I was a little girl, I went in shops and the conversation is just like going into the man's barbershop. These women was talking about things that I know I wasn't supposed to be hearing. However, they didn't have a place just for kids when I was a child. So I'm not looking for something just for kids, but I want it to be kid friendly. I want everybody to be aware of the children that are in there.
When you started talking about your just those two adventures, I thought about, I don't know if you ever seen the movie Babs, but at the end of the movie, girlfriend had a salon and a restaurant wrapped up in what? And I have had some of your food. And when I a couple of days ago, girlfriend quickly braided my hair and boil some crab legs.
And it was so good.
Oh my gosh, it was the bomb. It was the bomb. So again, when you have a gift, because again, some people don't understand that you're giving certain gifts, and your gifts you're using. You're using your gift of cooking. You're using your gift of making a person feel good about themselves, because that's what people don't understand what a hairstylist does.
Right.
It make a person feel better about themselves. So that alone is an accomplishment by itself. So kudos to you for making people feel better about themselves. And then the cooking thing, I mean, that alone, if I'm having a bad day and I have one of them snow crabs, girl, I'm already saying I would see rainbows
and unicorns.
Because that's how your meals are. So, but yes, thank you for sharing that. Is there any other things that you see as far as goal-wise in your current or near future?
Honestly, the hair thing is my main goal. As goals that I am trying to reach. Actually, my next focus is my daughter, because she's 10. And my baby, she one day came in here, she was like, oh my, she braided her little hair back. I said, oh my God. It was not neat. It wasn't even tight, but she got the concept. So by her wanting to follow in my footsteps, that's why I say the hair is my main goal, to get a shop, something I can give to her, something that she don't have to go out and try to get for herself. It'll be established for her. Right. So I want to do that.
And it's a gift that nobody can take from her.
Right.
You know, so that's amazing. And we're supposed to pass things down from generation to generation. And that's good that she has a mom that's willing to teach her. Because I remember when I wanted to learn how to cook, my mom would be like, you know, get up out of the kitchen, because I'd be putting my fingers in stuff and complaining. I'm like this and that. And she's like, look, get out of here, because you messed it up my flow. So I really never learned how to cook. And then being too that I haven't had any children, that too allows you to, because you are forced to have to make a meal. All right, and we're back. Self-Mavy and Juju the Realist. And we were just talking about how passing to your children and how important that is. You want to go ahead and touch on that a little more?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I do. Yes, I can.
Okay, okay. I didn't know what was going on. I'm sorry. But yes, I can elaborate on that. Basically, when you have something established for your children, it makes life a little easier for them. Like, for example, myself, I'm not bragging or boasting, but my mom and dad were very, very established people. So with that being said, you know, I have a home to live in that's owned by them. I'm not dishing out money, renting somebody else's property, putting money into their pocket. Not only that, it's not only one house, it's three houses. My dad's house, the home that my mom lives in, also my grandma's house. I got three houses. So I'm set in ways that a lot of people in my generation are not, because they weren't taught to do exactly what we're speaking on. Get something established and pass it down. Then you also teach your child to have greater goals, so that when they get up there, they got your business. They may have started another business, or you know, they have something else established as well for their children. And it's, you know, it becomes a cycle. But in this case, it's one of those cycles that don't need to be broke. It's one of those.
Absolutely. That's very important, because I mean, you know, we were blessed to have parents that taught us how to establish things, because my mom has her own business. My dad had his own business. They both own their homes as well. And it's good to have that. But there are a lot of people who have that type of guidance. And that's why I think these type of podcasts are important, because we may not be able to explain to people how blessed we were, but we can kind of give them some insight and encourage them,
right?
Those who didn't have that type of leadership in the household. Right. So I'm so glad you are my new co-host for my Throwback Thursdays and my flashback, because we turns up. I mean, what people don't know is that when me and you get together,
it's a party, baby.
A party.
Yes. But you know what, though? You know what? I want to say one more thing as far as another thing that I want. And like, it was something that I said when I was younger, because I used to be in this program called Youth Opportunity, the YO program. I'm not sure if they had it all over, but it was through the YMCA. So I'm sure they had it, you know, in multiple states, being that YMCA is, you know, all over
the United States. Uh-huh.
But basically, this program was good for basically the minorities. Like, I did an etiquette class at 14 years old. They took us to a five-star restaurant, and we had to actually go by what was taught to us. We couldn't just pick up this fork or that fork and just eat this or that first. You had to go by the actual proper etiquette. Then they also had computer classes. They took us to these different camps. And it was just a lot of things that I was able to experience that were good versus the kids out there. Now everybody got guns.
everybody on drugs, you know, kids. Yeah. And back then I was like, what in the world? Because, you know, I wasn't exposed to that type of stuff. But with that being said,
right,
I want to establish something for the young girls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very important.
I really want to establish very, very for the young girls. I know so many young girls that moms have abandoned them because of a man or a drug or just the kind of lifestyle that they live in. And these young girls need guidance. They need role models. They need somebody to show them how to be a woman when it comes to everything. Cooking, we can do cooking classes. Hair, I don't mind teaching them things about hair. I don't mind, you know, spending time with them. Take them to the movies. Take them, you know, to the amusement parks. Just different things. Raise money so that, you know, we're able to fund these things. Because like I said, we're dealing with minorities. We're dealing with people who don't necessarily have the funds to do these things. So I want and everything so that I can do something with these young girls. With me having a 10-year-old and watching her grow up. I want something for them.
That's important. That's so important. And not only is it important for us to encourage our young women, but as women, we should be encouraging each other. There's not a lot of that. You got a lot of women that want to bash each other.
Competition and, now. Who got the best bundles? Like, who got the biggest booty? Right. And who can go buy the best body?
It's crazy. Nobody's original no more. You know, it's like everybody's trying to be copycats of something else. So hopefully we can bring back some originality.
Right. Because that's much needed. Much needed.
Yes. I wish I had a song with some lyrics for us to do tonight, but we got to wait and save that for tomorrow.
Yes, I'm ready.
So. Yeah, hopefully all the listeners tune in tomorrow because it's not just on Wednesdays. I think people kind of got me confused thinking that because the title of my podcast is WCW, that it's only on Wednesdays that we have segments. But this podcast is up Monday through Friday. And each day there's something different that we bring to the podcast world. So I'm glad to have on a co-host with some character that can make these segments fun. Sometimes people just want something to listen to and tune in to encourage them, or, you know, and that's what this is for. So hopefully we get through to some cats and then they come back for more. For more. Well, all right, Juju, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about you?
Y'all can go follow my hair page, Juju Styles, on Facebook. That's about it. Y'all gonna get to know me, so just stay tuned.
Stay tuned for y'all. Well, we are going to be out of here. That is going to be our Wednesday crush. Woman Crush Wednesday. We're crushing on Juju the Realist. Y'all, if y'all are in the Tampa Bay area and you're looking for some fly, dope braid styles. And she doesn't even just stop at braid styles. I think you do sew-ins too, right?
I do. Certain ones. I do not do closures, and I do not do frontal.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. We gonna stick with, look, her specialty is freaking braids. So if you want some braids laid out, y'all, she told you where to go. Juju Styles on Facebook.
You're there on Instagram.
She's mobile. You didn't tell them that. You mobile.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Thank you, girl. I am mobile. I will come to you until I get my shop up and running. I will be mobile.
Yes.
All right. So there you have it. Juju the Realist. She's mobile. She will come to you, lay your braids out, might even bring you some snow crabs. I don't know. You have to ask. So you can reach her on Facebook under Juju Styles and under Instagram under Juju the Realist. Okay. So that was our WCW podcast Women Crush Wednesday interview with our new co-host, Juju the Realist, which you'll hear more of on our Throwback Thursdays and our Flashback Fridays, where we're going to break down these lyrics for you guys. So this should be fun, funny, and fabulous, okay? So make sure you come back and tune in to us. Monday through Friday, we'll be doing this thing. Wednesdays are interviews only. But we got something happening every night. So just make sure you tune in. WCW Podcast, Women Bosses. It's a movement, guys. It's a unified movement, all right? It's your girl, Self May V.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.